Charity often leads to trouble. Oh, 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 oh.
Hello, welcome back to the Rabbit Hole Podcast. So, I wanted to talk about the Black Eyed Children. I'm not sure if people know much about this topic. I feel like it's pretty known. It was in the 90s. That's when stories started to surface. But the source is unknown, really. Nobody knows exactly how they came to be, where exactly they're from, because from what I understand, encounters of the black-eyed children happen basically everywhere. So I'm going to tell you kind of like their features, I guess, because nobody knows exactly what they are, which is weird. It's why we call them something generic like the black-eyed children, I guess. So usually they have pale skin, full-on black eyes. They range in age from 5 years old to mid-teenage years. They usually come in twos, so there's usually two of them when you have an encounter. It's very rare that they are alone. There's usually two of them. And they're typically not dressed appropriately for the weather. So a lot of people have noted that when they had an encounter, they thought it was strange that the children, you know, it would be winter and snowing out and they wouldn't be wearing a sweater. Or, you know, if it's rainy out, they wouldn't have shoes, you know, that kind of typical thing. Probably to try and get you to feel bad for them so that you'll let them into your house or something, you know. It's a kid and they're not dressed appropriately. You feel bad. I think that's the aim. So they also come to you in odd hours of the night asking for your help. You know, like, they usually ask, when they're coming up to you and if you're in your car, they'll ask for a ride. Please, can you take me home? I need a ride. Or if they come up to you at your house, at your front door, they'll ask to use your phone or for a cup of milk or something of that effect. So, yeah, encounters usually happen to people on back roads or at their houses. And when people encounter these black-eyed children, they have the immediate feeling of dread and fearfulness. They become so scared, intensely scared, which is weird because they're children, right? You wouldn't think to get that feeling from children. But they always will ask you to be invited in somewhere. And they have to be invited in. In an account from a woman, she was at her home and two black-eyed children said, "Can we come in? You have to invite us in. You have to." So that to me is strange. Why would they have to be invited in? Why couldn't they just, you know, walk up in there if they really wanted to? I don't know. That's weird. They have to be invited in. And if they are denied, they become very persistent or violent. And you don't want to invite them in. It's just, I'll get to that topic later, in a second. But if they get denied access into your car or your house, whatever it may be, they will continue to tell you, you have to let me in. Let me in. You have to. Or they become violent and start banging on your front door if you close the door on them, because that fear of dread and anxiety is just too much. And people have reported that they have slammed the door on these kids because of their eyes, and they become so scared that they just slam their front door, and the kids will bang on the door, bang on the walls, the windows. They'll just, they'll lurk around and be really creepy. And also reported, which I find very strange in correlation with having to be invited in the house. Another strange thing is people have reported feeling compelled to help. Subconsciously, people have noticed. What was that? Sorry, there was a really creepy sound in my room. People have felt compelled to help these black-eyed children. So they've already denied the kids access into their house or their car, whatever it may be. And they'll start to notice that their hand is reaching for the doorknob again to open it up and let them in, or to unlock their car door. And some people have shaken themselves out of this, but they reported feeling compelled, subconsciously going to help them regardless of what they want to do themselves, which is not help them. So the reason why you don't want to let the black-eyed children in your house is because from encounters of people that have let them in, these people have fallen ill quickly afterwards. Weird things had started happening in their lives. And some people have mysteriously died, from what I've read. So don't let them in your house if you've ever had an encounter. I'm going to talk about a few encounters. Well, just a couple that I kind of quickly jotted down in my notebook. So one of the first stories about the black-eyed children was, the time was around like 1998, I think. I don't remember. I didn't write it down for some reason, but it was in the late 1990s. The man's name was Brian Bethel, if you want to look it up. He was a journalist. And he told a story of two young boys who came up to his car really late at night when he had just gotten done at the last showing of a movie in a movie theater parking lot. So he's sitting out in his car after seeing the last showing, and these two young boys come up to him, and he asked, you know, hi, can I help you with anything? You know, just kind of like odd, two very young boys just standing by his car window. And they said they wanted to go home, and there wasn't an adult around with them, obviously. There's never an adult with the black-eyed children. And so Brian started, you know, getting very fearful because he's a grown man and these two young children are scaring the crap out of him, and he's very confused as to why they are in the parking lot late alone at night. And they said that they wanted to go home. And He said, what are you doing, like, out here by yourselves? It's pretty late. And they said, oh, we were going to see a movie, but now we want to go home. And him knowing that he just got out of the last showing of the night, and they said that they were going to go see a movie but changed their mind, it made him feel even worse about the situation. So then the black-eyed children, who appeared very normal, they started getting aggressive, and they said, open your door. And Brian told them no. So they became very angry. And they kept telling him, you need to open your door now. And he just remembers he kept telling them no, but he ended up noticing that his hand was reaching for the unlock button, and there's the compulsion. And he ended up being able to shake himself out of that compulsion, and then he got very, even more scared, rightfully so, and turned on his car and sped away out of the parking lot towards the exit. And as he was looking behind in his rearview mirror, the children were gone. They weren't in the parking lot anymore. It was very sudden. So that is one creepy account of the black-eyed children and the compulsion that they have. Another story that I found super odd is one of a woman and her husband, and they were at their house, and they heard a knock at the door. It was in the middle of the night, another odd hour for children to be walking around by themselves. And when she answered the door, these two black-eyed children, they could tell that their eyes were fully black, like, right away. In Brian's story, they changed. I forgot to add that. In Brian's story, the black-eyed children's eyes changed when he told them that they couldn't get in his car. They immediately turned black. So it seems like they kind of have some control over this. But in this story, the woman had opened the door, saw these two kids standing there, middle of the night, full black eyes. It scared the crap out of her and her husband. They asked her if they could come in to use her telegraph. That's super odd. If you know anything about the telegraph was created in 1837. It was the machine for Morse code. So nobody has a telegraph anymore. It's odd. So her and her husband, you know, they felt bad for the children. It was snowing out. It was late. They weren't wearing a sweater. So they let them in anyway to use the phone. And the kids never ended up using the phone. The lights immediately went out when the kids entered the home. And the children looked at the husband and wife and said, our parents are here. And they left and went out into a car at the street. And after the children left the house, the wife and husband started to become very ill with health issues that were never present before this encounter. The husband was diagnosed with skin cancer, and she was diagnosed with chronic nosebleeds. So that is an instance on do not, if you ever have an encounter with black-eyed children, do not let them enter your home. It could get really bad for you, and there's no telling exactly what will happen. It's different to every person, it seems like there's no pattern to what happens to people if you let them in. So, but yeah, that's a little bit of info on the black-eyed children. And there's some more stories. So if you're more interested, I advise you to look it up, you know. There's nothing wrong with having knowledge. So look up some stories on the internet. They are very interesting. And yeah, see what you can find. How do you feel about the black-eyed children? Have you ever had an encounter with them? Do you know somebody who's had an encounter with a black-eyed children? What happened? Let me know in the comments what you think about these kids. What do you think they are? A lot of people think that they are aliens or demons, or, you know, something spiritually evil, and we don't know. And I think it's my personal thing with this is that I feel like the connection between having to be invited in and the compulsion sounds a lot like a vampire, right? Like, I know it's weird and that's like, there's no typical sense of, you know, stories of them drinking blood or anything that I have found yet. But maybe there's some sort of like demonic succubus, because they have to be invited in, or, you know, demonic incubus, whatever. Depending on if you're visited by a female or a male. So, yeah, I think that that's a cool theory that I came up with in my head. What if they are demonic succubi or incubi? They have to be invited in. They have compulsion powers. And then you fall ill after you encounter them. So maybe they're super evil, demonic incubi and succubi. But let me know what you think. Let me know in the comments. And thank you for entering the rabbit hole. Bye.